Nearly half of the world's population menstruates at some point in their lives, but still, periods remain a taboo topic amongst many. The Period Summit aims to combat menstruation sensitivity by inviting conversations surrounding the lack of menstrual health management and gender equality around the nation. Helen Connolly is the Commissioner for Children and Young People of South Australia, and she discussed her Menstruation Matters report at today's summit, examining young people's attitudes towards menstruation. She spoke with The Wire's Imogen Evans.
So the Menstruation Matters report was a report I released earlier this year, which was the culmination of two large-scale surveys of young people on their thoughts about their periods, on all things related to education around periods, product knowledge, and just the impacts of periods on their school attendance, wellbeing and participation.
The report revealed there are issues with period products being accessible for students in schools. What more can be done to combat the lack of supplies needed for young people in education?
Certainly period poverty or lack of access to products due to either availability or affordability was an issue that was raised. And essentially it was part of a number of issues related to kind of what we guess we call bathroom access as well. So I think the state government has introduced a scheme to support schools to get more products available. Participants in our study said was in fact being able to go to the bathroom when you need to, being able to have a cubicle with a bin in it. But the other thing that's become an issue that we've been addressing today in our summit has been it's not just about school access, it's about, we've heard from whether it's whether products are actually accessible in places even like hospitals or healthcare settings or sporting clubs, all of those kind of things. So we definitely need to increase product accessibility, but we have to do a lot more as well.
What are some of the barriers faced by young menstruating people in poverty?
One of the really big issues that's been identified is that the stigma and the shame and the taboo about even talking about things. We've heard from, in particular, young people from called background, young people with disability, Aboriginal young people who say affordability is an issue, but even when it is available at school, often they don't know about it. There doesn't seem to be a really clear way of people getting that information. So it's almost a bit you don't know what you don't know, but even then it's just in some culture it's even very stigmatising to kind of talk about periods at all. So one of the things they're saying is we need better education around this. So we need menstrual education that starts much, much earlier. 50% of our respondents had their periods in primary school. And so we need to ensure that at a primary school level that this information and education is pretty widespread.
How can we as individuals change the way we talk and discuss periods to become more inclusive and welcoming to those experiencing menstruation?
All big change starts with an individual change. One of the things that we've learnt today at the summit is about just really being in touch with menstrual cycles. We don't have that kind of body literacy, I guess, so we need to understand our own bodies. We need to then talk with others about it. Talk today about embracing the difference. So often when people talk about the difference and the hormones and having a period, it's done quite negatively rather than kind of about the fact that we are different and we bring something unique to places. But then there's a lot of people in the room today who've talked about having menstrual leave policies in their workplace. So some of our leaders are saying, actually, if we started to have it as a workplace policy, then people would start to talk about it more. If we had our sporting code kind of talking about the impact on sports of when people bleed and just the physical impacts as well as the emotional. So I think there's a whole load of things that we can all do at an individual level to start this conversation and to really break down that stigma.
Helen Connolly, the Commissioner for Children and Young People of South Australia, ending that conversation with The Wire's Imogen Evans.